We continue our conversation now on Indigenous Peoples Day. There are events going on in Grand Rapids this evening and on Wednesday night. We're going to talk with McCroskey Art Center's Kayla Abed later in this hour. And the City of Bemidji has once again declared today as Indigenous Peoples Treaty Day in the City of Bemidji. Mayor Rita Albright joins us now from our studios in downtown Bemidji. Rita, thanks so much for being with us today.
Good morning. Bonjour.
Bonjour. So why to you is today important to recognize as Indigenous Peoples Day, Treaty Day, instead of Columbus Day, especially to a city like Bemidji?
Well, of course, Bemidjigamog is our city name, which is an Ojibwe word meaning water crossing water. And so it seems appropriate if and only for that reason. But the other reason is because our community here was inhabited by Native American peoples for thousands of years before white traders came and had a culture and still continue to have a culture that is important to the area. And I think it's appropriate to continue to celebrate and recognize that culture.
So we want to hear about some of the things going on. At 2 o'clock, people can meet you and have some coffee with you and discussion. What's going to be happening?
Right. Well, you know, I'll just say right up front that the city per se has not planned any events, much like Grand Rapids, you know, their Human Rights Commission. We don't have a Human Rights Commission, but their Human Rights Commission has been pretty active in planning events, and also the Indigenous Peoples Committee that's part of government in Duluth have been active, and probably other communities I'm not aware of. But we're kind of in the nascent stages of trying to understand how can we recognize and celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day. So today there's not any city-sponsored events, but hopefully in the future there will be. But there is a time for me. I'm being hosted by the Northwest Indian CDC Community Development Center to come and have coffee with the mayor, and it's just an opportunity for me to talk with folks, mostly listening. I'm hoping to have some conversation back and forth and get ideas and suggestions, concerns, questions about the city and how we operate and how we could do better. And that's at 2 o'clock at the Northwest Indian CDC, which is 1819 Bemidji Avenue North.
How important is listening skills to an office that like you hold as mayor?
Well, I think that's probably the number one thing. You know, I've observed some mayors in other communities or other elected officials that believe that it's all about talking. And I think my skill set really lies more with trying to be quiet, sit back and listen and build consensus. And that's not always seen as a powerful asset for a leader. Sometimes people want leaders to be a Pied Piper. I see where we're going out there and I'm taking you there, that kind of thing, and be a champion. And I tend to be much more of a laid-back champion. I try to work behind the scenes and connect with people. And I think that connecting with people really is what brings value to government and to making a difference in the community.
What does it mean when you say that you're celebrating Indigenous and Treaty Day? What you're adding treaty? Can you say more about that?
Mm-hmm. Originally, the folks that brought the proclamation to us, because this isn't the first year we've proclaimed this second Monday as Indigenous Peoples and Treaty Day. It was brought to us by a group of Bemidji State University students who, within their class, had this as one of their goals and projects. And they really penned the first proclamation. And we took that proclamation and maybe made it a bit more concise and readable. And part of what they wanted in that proclamation was Treaty Day, because that was celebrated here a couple weeks ago, I believe. And that's important to recognize that there is this government-to-government relationship with Indian tribes, and the treaties are what really make that solid and are still important to remember today. So we included Treaty Day as part of our proclamation because it was requested, I think back in 2016, as I recall.
That is Rita Albright. She's the mayor of Bemidji. We are talking with her about an event you can go to, have coffee with the mayor, ask her questions if you want to. It's at 2 o'clock today at the Northwest Indian Community Development Center. If someone listening to us from Bemidji wants, you know, say next year, wants to do a citywide sort of celebration, how do they let you know that? Or should they show up today at 2? Or do you want input from the citizens there?
Absolutely. And I think we might hear more about that today when I'm visiting at the CDC. One thing I would say is I have a lot of support with this effort from Emily Rivera, who's a new council member elected in 2018. And she and I together work to sort of craft this. And actually, there's a the fifth whereas is one that Emily wrote and wanted included, which we did. And it says that the city of Bemidji acknowledges the need to be mindful of historical trauma stemming from colonization and governmental policy toward indigenous peoples and use this awareness to inform our work. And Emily has been a champion for an idea of having an Indian advisory committee or some other kind of committee that is, associated and speaks to the council about issues that are, important and top of mind for Native people in our community. And I think that that's something that might develop. Emily and I believe that's a good idea, but there are seven of us on council. So it'll be a discussion that we have together. And I expect to have some ideas like that come out today.
Give any advice to other mayors or leaders of communities, whatever that might entail, on, you know, if they should do things like this, acknowledge Indigenous Peoples Day.
I would say this is the hardest thing for an elected official to do, and that is to be fearless. Just be bold. Accept that there are some things that are really important and should be done. They need to be done. And I think that elected officials sometimes they don't want to run into, conflict or maybe comments from others. But, you know, when you're elected official, it's going to all come at you. And so just be bold and get out there and do things that really make a difference in people's lives.
And now that you've said that, do you recommend, there's not as many women in office as men, but there certainly are as many women in the world as men. Do you recommend it to women to run for office?
I do. It's, women can think of a lot of reasons not to run for office. I don't want to ask for money. I don't want a door knock. I don't want people to yell at me. I have something in my background or something. And, you know, men never think about that when they're going to run. They always say, I think I could be the mayor or I could be the council member and I could be governor. I could be whatever. And so I would say to women, don't second guess yourself. Just get out there and be proud of who you are, and you're bright, you're smart. You can get things done and go for it.
The bold mayor of Bemidji, that's Rita Albright. Rita, thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning and good luck with, do you take cream in your coffee for the 2 o'clock coffee talk or? You like it strong?
It depends on the color of the coffee.
Right.
Yeah. I like strong coffee. So
sure.
I appreciate that Talia at the CDC is going to be making coffee today. And thanks to her for doing that. I appreciate it very much.
Well, thanks for coming
thanks,
in.
Thanks, Heidi. It's been fun being on.
Yeah.
I'll just say one last thing.
Yes.
Can I just say, become a sustaining member. That's all I want to say.
Thank you, Rita. Bye-bye. That is the mayor of Bemidji, Rita Albright. It is the Monday morning show. If you want to find out about this coffee talk with Rita coming up today at 2 o'clock at the Northwest Indian Community Development Center in Bemidji, you can call us 800-662-5799.